time with the Enchanted Gate. It was enough to get them suspended. It was enough to get them expelled. But each time, the faculty of Gilder would just smile and look the other way. Like they were some kind of beloved pets that could do no wrong. Like some kind of debt was owed. The kind they could never hope to pay. It was annoying, but not entirely unexpected. You see, our parents saved the world. A lot. Imagine being a kid growing up in a secret magical community. Now imagine being a kid growing up in a secret magical community that your parents had saved from extinction. There were framed pictures of them in the oratory, wings of the campus dedicated to their achievements. Hand to the heart, there was a PC training course named after their dads. Anything bad they did could never outweigh the good that had been done before. And anything good they did could never live up to it. Eventually, they'd given up trying. There were worse things to be than supernatural royalty, and they tried not to think about the rest. That being said, they did enjoy testing the boundaries every now and again.
Psst. Ori.
She shot a backwards glance at the telekinetic sitting behind her. A boy with spiked violet hair who was making tiny origami cranes fly in a circle around his hand.
Think you can do that in Nelson's class to find out when he's giving that pop quiz?
Aria watched the birds for a moment, then plucked one out of the air with a little grin. Stay tuned. Supernatural favors were like currency at Gilder, a place where most kids already had more than enough actual currency to go around. They were distributed and hoarded with a kind of meticulous fervor their teachers were constantly trying to redirect to their studies instead. During finals the previous semester, a girl with the ability to mimic any sound let loose an air raid siren that evacuated everyone to the basement for the better part of the morning, skipping right over a math exam for which no one was prepared. 2 months before that, the purple-haired boy in question had floated a casket of formaldehyde-soaked frogs they were supposed to be dissecting straight into the sky. It had touched down somewhere in Kent, never to be seen again. The student population owed him a great debt. She'd find out about the quiz. The teacher was still pacing, droning on about treaties that no longer existed and armies that had been dead for hundreds of years. He was trying to get the class revved up with historical battle cries. Something about one moron to the beach, dear friends, or cry panic and let's kick the dogs of war. Those didn't sound right. She let out a quiet sigh and ran her fingers around the edges of her textbook, wishing she was somewhere else. Why couldn't she be training in the oratory or drag racing with Benji or testing out that new crossbow Uncle Gabriel picked up for her in Prague? Why couldn't she be off with Uncle Julian, learning how to see the future instead of sitting in history class dwelling on the past? He always took her to the best places to practice. The Austrian Alps on a clear winter morning, the hills of Tuscany on a summer afternoon. His reason on paper was that clairvoyance came best to a relaxed and open mind. But the two of them knew different. It was their special time, since long before she turned 16. And speaking of, after a cursory glance to make sure the teacher was on the other side of the room, Aria slipped her phone beneath the desk, fingers hovering over the keys. She could think of any of a number of things to write, but stopped herself with a secret smile. There were better ways of getting her uncle's attention. Her eyes fluttered shut as she leaned back in her chair, 1,000 bad decisions flashing through her mind. She imagined herself jumping off the roof, imagined herself setting her hair on fire, imagined herself stealing Mr. Dorf's car and flooring it into the pond, imagined herself. The phone buzzed in her hand. Having trouble concentrating. She grinned and typed a hasty reply. Made a wig joke about some old British commander. My teacher didn't approve. The conversation paused a few seconds as Julian turned his attention away from whatever he had been doing and centered it on his niece's 11th grade history class instead. Keep using your powers like that and they're going to put inhibitors in the ceiling. She rolled her eyes with a martyred grin. It was impossible to hide anything from Uncle Julian. In a lot of ways, he was even worse than her mother. But Aria didn't really mind. There were worse things to have in a dangerous world than a doting, prophetic uncle. And on that note,